Sometimes I feel like every time I try to get a handle on new technology, it's like they hit you with an instruction manual and it's like in a different language.
Yeah.
Like, who talks like that? Who needs this? But today we're going to be looking at a company that's doing things a little differently, right?
It's definitely different. Like, we're seeing a company that's really focused on just the everyday user and what they need.
Yeah, they're not trying to like reinvent the wheel, you know? It's not about building some AI that can write like the next Pulitzer Prize novel or predict, what the stock market's gonna do. It's
Right.
about how can we take AI and actually use it to like benefit our everyday lives, like telling a better bedtime story or figuring out what you're gonna make for dinner.
Yeah,
And
exactly.
that's where Arc Studios comes
Our
in.
studio is a new company.
Yep.
They just launched this year
And brand
in
new.
2024.
I gotta admit, when I first saw the name, I was like, Arc Studios, what is this?
Yeah.
But turns out it's actually an acronym,
It is.
which is kind of cool, you know? And it stands for Assisted Research Generalized Helpers.
I kind of like it.
It's a little quirky,
Yeah.
but I kind of like it. It's fun.
It's memorable.
And it really speaks to like their mission, you know?
Absolutely.
Like they're not trying to be, super serious and build some monolithic AI.
Yeah.
They're building tools, targeted tools that can
Exactly.
help us in our everyday lives.
Yeah, and that comes across immediately in their getting started blog post,
Yeah.
where they actually call out like the rest of the industry, and they say, you know, everybody's focused on this like golden ring of general AI. We're not doing that. We're focused on just these very specific applications that can help people.
Which sort of begs the question, like, why should we care? You know,
Yeah.
why is this different approach something that we should sit up and pay attention to?
Well, because this is AI that you'll actually use,
Yeah.
right? Like, it's not intimidating. It's not in this, like, you know, black box that you don't understand.
Yeah.
It's simple to use.
It just works.
Yeah. And it's actually helpful in your everyday life.
Yeah, no, it's you mentioned black box because it's like they're doing the opposite, right? It's
Yes.
very transparent. You know exactly what it is, you know exactly what it's doing, and you have control over it.
And you control your own data, which is the big one nowadays, right?
Yeah. Absolutely, yeah. So speaking of refreshing approaches to AI, let's talk about their first big idea. This is really interesting. So their first application is a storytelling coach and tutor.
Oh, interesting.
Which I thought was really interesting
Oh,
because,
no.
everybody has to tell stories.
It's a very human thing.
Yeah, like whether you're a parent or a teacher or whatever it
Or
is.
you're just talking to your friends.
Yeah,
Like
exactly.
everybody tells stories.
So it's like they identified this like core human need.
Yeah. And they're like, how can we make this easier and better for everybody?
And they're not just talking about this like as a future thing.
No, they're
They've
ready.
already built a proof of concept.
They have a minimal viable product that's going to be ready for testing in November.
Yeah, which is like right around the
It's
corner.
very soon.
And the thing is like this isn't just some generic storytelling AI.
Right.
Like it's not just spitting out.
It's not just fairy tales.
Yeah, it's not just fairy tales. It's like you can actually tailor it.
Yeah, you can customize it for age appropriateness. You can customize it for different cultures.
Different learning styles, even
Yeah.
like so you can really get granular with how you're using this to tell a story.
Which I think is really cool.
Yeah, no, it's really, I mean, just even thinking about the possibilities, it's like imagine if you're a teacher
Right.
and you're trying to teach some kind of complex topic
Yeah.
and you can use this AI to help you like craft a story that will actually connect with your students.
That'll make it stick.
Yeah, and make it, yeah,
Or
exactly.
even if you're just a parent at home and you need
Yeah.
to come up with a bedtime story,
Oh,
and
man.
you've told all the ones you can think of,
Yeah, you've run out.
you'd be like, all right, AI. Give me something, and it'll pull from like your family's history.
It's
It can
amazing.
pull from your kids' interests, like, and to just make this magical thing.
It's like having a brainstorming partner
Yeah.
who's also like a master storyteller.
Exactly.
And it really speaks to their whole philosophy of like human-sized AI.
Yeah. And that's like literally their motto.
Yeah.
They say that on their website, human-sized AI.
And this is like a perfect example of that,
It
you know,
is.
because it's not about replacing the human.
Right.
It's about empowering the human.
It's about giving you the tools to be more creative, not taking away your creativity.
Exactly. And they also say, in their materials that like you control what comes out,
Yes. And you control your data,
which is
which
huge,
is really important.
especially these days when it's like,
When it feels like everybody's trying to grab your data,
yeah, exactly.
it's nice to have something that's like, no, it's your data. You control it.
You're in the driver's seat.
You're driving
This
it.
is your data. We're just letting you use it.
Yeah,
We're not trying to take it and sell it or do anything creepy with it.
Exactly. It's like they're trying to change how we even think about AI, you know?
Yeah.
Get away from all the hype.
It's not this big scary thing.
Yeah.
It's a tool, right?
Right.
We can use it to help people.
Exactly. And that's what they're doing.
It doesn't have to be about replacing people. It can be about making people better. Yeah. And I love that, right? Like, we've been talking about storytelling, but, you know, you can imagine applying this to so many other things.
Right. Yeah.
Like, what about, I don't know, what about writing emails? Like, you know, helping you write a better email.
Right.
Not writing it for you.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, taking what you're doing and being like, hey, you know, maybe try this or how about this?
It's like having an assistant, right?
Yeah.
Like an assistant for your brain.
Yeah. Or think about education.
Oh, yeah.
Like imagine an AI tutor.
Right.
That can help, you know, students learn more effectively.
And it can adapt to how they learn best, too. Right.
Exactly. Yeah. Because everybody learns differently.
Yes.
And it's not just about, you know, those individual tasks, right? Like we can even think bigger.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like how can we use this kind of approach to tackle like big problems?
Societal problems, right?
Yeah, like, you know, I don't know, community issues or helping people have more productive conversations.
Yeah, because sometimes it feels like we've lost the ability to talk to each other.
It really does.
Especially online, it just devolves into yelling.
Yeah.
But like, imagine an AI that could help us get back to that.
Yeah, help us listen to each other.
Exactly.
Be more empathetic.
And actually solve problems together.
Exactly. Yeah, and I think that's what's so exciting about what Arc Studios is doing, right? Because they're
showing that there's a different way to do AI.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be all doom and gloom.
Yeah.
It can be about empowering people.
Exactly. It's like a human-centered approach to AI, which is, I think, something that we really, really need right now.
We do.
So, you know, as you go out there and you start seeing all the, you know, new AI stuff that's coming out.
All the new headlines.
All the headlines, the hype.
Fear-mongering.
Yeah, just remember Arc Studios, you know?
Remember that there's a different way.
There's a different way, and it's a good way, you know?
It is.
It's a human way.
It is.
So, something to think about.